This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
If you're in your car, look at your dash. It's Elizabeth and Radar here on The Mix. What warning light is on in your car?
Ugh.
Because in our Tahoe yesterday, the warning light came on that the back right tire is at 29 PSI and all the other tires are at 32 PSI. And so I'm driving around running errands and things like that. And I text my husband, voice text, and I said, hey, the PSI is low. Should I get air in it? His response, nope, leave it. It's fine.
What do you mean it's fine?
Exactly.
He's crazy.
So last night when I got home, I said, hey, the PSI's dropped to 28. We were headed to two events last night for the holidays, and we jumped into the car, and I said, look, shouldn't we fill this up? No. It's fine. It's going to go back up when the temperature goes back up. Well, the temperature's not going to go back up. Temperature's going to get cold. It's going to get colder. And yes, I'm capable of filling in the air of the tires, but we have our roles in the household, and he kind of handles all of the car stuff. He just does.
Sure.
I handle a lot of the shopping, the grocery shopping and the maintenance and things in the house. Like he handles that. And he's like, it's fine. But now when I got into work this morning, it was still at 28. So the temperature's dropping, the PSI is going down.
What's it supposed to be?
32. And
oh,
these are
man.
Newer tires
oh.
that we got.
Oh yeah.
Back in May when we had that flat tire, we needed to get new tires by winter. So we just bit the bullet and decided to get the four new tires. So they're newer tires. But should I just be ignoring this? Shouldn't I fill this up? I couldn't believe that he was just so laissez-faire about it. All right, it's fine.
I think you should.
Is it really fine, Eric? I don't know. I'm the one driving this car.
I think you should fill it up.
Right? You should fill it up.
I got to the point where that happened so many times with the cars in my family. Of course, my kids have all moved out now. But when they were living at home, I'm like, you know what? I'm not getting in your car and going to fill the free air at Quick Trip and then coming home and then having to do your car. I just bought on Amazon a $20 air pump. You plug it into the power source in your car.
$20 isn't
That's
bad,
it.
So it's pretty reliable. Send me a link to that.
I will. Set the PSI. Boom. You hook it up onto your tire. You'll hear it go. And then it stops when it reaches the PSI that you set it for. So I just do that. And
I think
always
you should bring it in to the station.
I can do that.
Bring it in tomorrow. I want to see this thing before I buy it.
Setting a reminder on my phone.
Isn't it funny, though, how... There's two types of people. There's the people like me that see the warning on the dash.
Yeah.
And immediately panic and think, oh my gosh, like I have a nightmare. The brakes are just going to stop working and the car's going to go off the road. I have to fix this. And then you have someone like my husband that's just, it's fine. It's fine.
It's fine.
The car's trying to tell you something.
Yeah. The car is saying, hey, this is low. It's going to pull to one side or it's going to wear unevenly if you don't pump me up.
Well, don't even get me started on the fact that the brakes are squeaking. If the brakes are squeaking, doesn't that mean you need brake pads?
Yes, you do. You do need brakes. Yes, I know. I know. So, it's never ending.
What kind of person are you, Radar? You're definitely more the type like I am. If you see the warning... Oh, wait, who am I kidding? You're the person, if you get a notification on your phone from an app immediately.
I gotta clear it.
I've gotta clear that red bubble. I've gotta read that message. I've gotta make sure I respond to that email.
And then I hear from my wife saying, how much is it gonna cost? Well, I don't know. I have to take it to the garage first, and they will call me. Okay, well, then let me know, because if it's more than this, I don't know if we want to do this right now. Can we put it off? Put it off? Yeah. Well, you want to come pick me up when I'm on the side of the road? Okay. I want to get things fixed.
We've got a text message here from a 414 number that says, if it gets lower than 25 PSI, then fill it up. This weekend, it'll be in the 40s. So you don't want to throw your tire pressure off. So are they saying don't fill it up right now? Just wait?
I did it all the time, and I always check them, too. And I go, oh, well,
this is kind of like what my husband is like.
It's not overinflated, is it? You can't overinflate it.
I don't think you can. Well, you said if you have a tire pressure gauge that you can plug in the PSI, didn't you just say that it stops when it gets to that point? It
brings it right back up. It's really nasty when we get those Arctic chills, those below zero deals.
And it's going to get really cold.
It's going to get cold
tonight.
Before we
get into the weekend, it's going to get cold.
Yep.
So what warning light is on in your car? Do you ignore it or do you immediately try to fix it like Radar?
You have to.
Call or text 414-432-1099. My sister-in-law just texted me a picture. She's at a red light. I can tell in the picture, so she did it safely, that she has had the warning light on for the low tire pressure on her car for a week.
Oh, get that thing pumped up. Come on.
She's kind of like me where I'm like, do I fill it? Do I not?
It's Elizabeth and Radar's Car Show.
It's the mix, everybody. And we're talking to Packer fan Tiffany. All right, Packer fan Tiffany, what do you want to say?
My tire pressure likes to go on and off very frequently in my vehicle.
When the tire pressure reminder comes on and that warning comes on, do you go and hurry up and fill it like Radar does? Or are you kind of like my husband that just wants to wait this thing out? Which, wait for what? The temperature's only going to get colder.
May?
I wait a little bit because I kind of, like, with the colder temperature, I'm like, okay, I have a half hour drive to work, got to let the tires warm up a little bit.
Here's what it boils down to. We don't want to get out of our warm, toasty cars and do the tire pressure. Like, it's dirty work. Like, that's what it boils down to. That's why I kind of said to Eric, hey, this warning came on.
Hint,
wink, wink. I think you should take care of this.
Hey, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.